Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings here on the Voice of America. Today we have a special guest who is in a studio, and he's holed out somewhere in the United States, I assume. We'll find out exactly where he is, but he's got a guitar in his hand, so we are definitely going to be treated to music. It's a man who's been associated with the sale of millions of records. He is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for his association with the Doobie Brothers. He was put in the Hall of Fame in 2020. And today we'd like to welcome Jeff Baxter, who's better known as Jeff Skunk Baxter to everybody in and around music. We welcome Jeff to the Voice of America. It's great to have you, Jeff.
Well, thank you for your hospitality.
And so the name Skunk, where did that arrive?
That'll be in my book.
In the book.
But the good news is, for my day job, everybody I work with has a call sign, so I always showed up with mine.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Skunk was the nickname, but you, if you want to know where it came from, then read the book. All right. Well, I was waiting for a guy with a kind of a different haircut or a gray streak or something, but I'm not seeing that. So, and the mustache kind of and the beard is not really indicative of a skunk, I don't think. But
but I appreciate the compliment and the thought, the observation and the interest.
So where are you right now? Where are you holed out?
Right now in Annapolis, Maryland.
Oh, you're in, just down the block.
Yeah,
in the
doing
capital
a show
of our state.
At the Rams Head,
so. Oh, okay. You're in town for some shows here. And so you're on tour and promoting a brand new album that's coming out in, came out in June. June 17th is the name of the new album, is Speed of Heat.
Yes, sir.
So what exactly, Speed of Heat, why did you decide to call your album that? It's the first album that you've put out, even though you've been doing this since the 60s. So it's the first solo album. You waited a little bit of time, I guess. You put some thought into it.
I think that's, the way to go. As a matter of fact, we looked at the track sheet, and the first recordings we did for this project was in 89. So, yeah, it took a little bit of time. Speed of Heat, it was the working title of the album. My music partner and co-producer on this project, C.J. Vanson, is a big aviation buff. And again, with my day job, I interface. I actually work for the Air Force. He's one of my folks I work for. So the working title was Speed of Heat. And the president of the record company said, wow, I love that title. So let's call it Speed of Heat. I said, okay, do you know what the Speed of Heat is? He said, no, but I don't care. I really love the title. I said, well, sir, he said, tell me what it is. I said, it is the aerodynamic phenomenon that happens when an aerodynamic body approaches the speed of sound. And so I said, oh, well, that's kind of cool. Well, I like it anyway. I said, well, good. So that would be the title of the song and the album. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of amazing that anything that took 40 years to make would have the title Speed in the title. But
yeah,
you've been.
Is it 40 years? Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, the 80s to today. Long time, long time.
So you're now, about 30 years.
Mm-hmm. So you move slowly. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, taking your time. But it's not for lack of work, because Jeff Skunk Baxter is what we call commonly in the business a session musician. A lot more than just that, but that's the term that generally is applied to an artist who tends to play music for different artists, different bands, different singers. And you have quite an illustrious resume. You've worked with Barbra Streisand, Sheryl Crow, Elton John. Of course, as I mentioned, the Doobie Brothers, Donna Summer, you were on 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton. Your record, your resume is very, very impressive. And I don't have to tell you that, but, I'm sure you have a wealth of stories. You mentioned a book. So tell me about this book. I didn't know anything about this book. You have an autobiography?
It'll be a compilation of things that I've done both in the music business and the things that I can talk about in terms of my day job, because I think that they're very intertwined and very connected, at least tangential, if not, interconnected. Mm-hmm. I've told a number of folks that I work with from the U.S. government, when they say, well, how do you know all this stuff? I said, well, a radar is really just an electric guitar on steroids. And if you get the physics of it and you understand how this stuff works, it's mm-hmm. pretty much all connected.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you've been doing this a long, long time. And looking back at as a young kid, you joined your first band when you were 11.
Yes.
And it was the guitar because, was it because you met Jimi Hendrix? Is that kind of why you gravitated to the guitar?
Oh, no. This was way, way before that. I had been studying classical piano since I was five. And I had asked for my, for a bicycle for Christmas and my ninth Christmas. And they gave me a guitar. And it just pissed me off. So I hung the guitar on the wall for about 6 months. And then I had a neighbor downstairs, a gentleman named Kurt Bundy, who's a friend of mine, and he was taking guitar lessons and said, if I teach you some chords, will you do some playing? Because I just need somebody to practice with. I said, all right. So I pulled it off the wall, tuned it up, and realized very quickly that this is where I wanted to be. I should have done it earlier, but now that I had the opportunity, and ever since then, since I was 10 years old.
Hmm. And so how did the drums come into the equation? You also play drums.
I do. Again, playing in surf bands and playing in rock and roll bands, the drums also fascinated me. And I took a few drum lessons and had the Henry Adler book, like everybody, every other drummer did. I worked through all the exercises. And actually, I ended up playing drums in the Doobie Brothers for about a quarter to a third of the show, because one of the other drummers wanted to play percussion. So, okay, sure.
Yeah. And the new album features Mike McDonald of the Doobie Brothers.
He certainly plays a tremendous part in there, amongst some other wonderful musicians, Clint Black, Johnny Lang, Rick Livingston. And Michael did, the thing about this record, it was going to start off as an instrumental album. All I wanted to do was play Apache and have fun with songs that I remember when I was a kid and just have some fun. And as we began to progress, other people found out about it and they would say, well, if you want me to do something, I'd love to do it. So I talked to Michael and I talked to Johnny Lang and I hooked up after playing at Sundance, and he had called me because he wanted to get into law enforcement. And I done 15 years with the Los Angeles Police Department on the counterterrorism reserve. And so I said, sure, I can hook you up. And then we started talking. He said, well, if you're doing a record, I'd like to play on it. I said, sure. And the same with Clint. He was a big Steely Dan fan and said I'd asked him if he'd like to do something. He said, absolutely. And the whole idea was there were only two rules. One was that you write with myself and my partner, CJ. And the other was that we try something that you've never done before. So when you listen to, for instance, the Clint Black single that's out now, Bad Mood, that's something that Clint's nothing like he's ever done before. But he's such a talented musician that I thought, okay, these are friends of mine. I'm going to open up the kimono. I'm going to say, let's try something different. You probably never had the opportunity for someone to say to you, whatever you want to do, take a shot at it. Mm-hmm. So the performances on here are very unique. What Michael did is definitely outside his wheelhouse, but he's such a brilliant musician that it was incredible, his performance. So this is a kind of a labor of love on some levels and also an opportunity for my friends.
Mm-hmm. And you have a single out, the first single off the album that you put out with My Old School.
Yes, sir.
So can you do a little bit of that? Can you play? I know there's no vocalist to join you. Can you do something on your guitar since it's there and it's tuned, it's ready to go?
You sound like my mother, who when I was a kid said, well, play the piano for my friend.
Do something for crying out loud.
It's very difficult because there's really not much to do, but, you can see.
I like it. So that's a little bit of My Old School. Is that's the name of the first track?
Yes, sir.
And Speed of Heat is the album, which came out in June 17th. And I understand you've got also some big plans for September around the album as well.
Well, we ended up with a lot of material, and the record company was kind enough, instead of saying, what are you going to throw overboard? They said, well, let's do a double vinyl album. And so that's coming out in September. I'm really thrilled about that.
Vinyl has really revitalized album sales. You know, a lot of people are into it. For me, I find it hard to find a turntable. I mean, the vinyl is easy to get, but the turntables are hard.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not plugging anybody, but Audio Technica makes great turntables, and I think they're pretty much available. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll definitely get on that. I appreciate that insight.
Get your soldering iron out, build a Dynakit 2 preamp like these little kids, you know.
My Lincoln Logs, and I'll be ready to go.
There you go.
We've got Jeff Skunk Baxter, who's with us, a legendary musician, and now releasing his very first album, totally new foray for you. I mean, you've been a part of other people's music for years, but now this is your center stage. It's you. Does this kind of make you feel a little different? Does this put you in a different light, different position?
Well, very different, because back in the day when I was playing with all these other different bands, you show up, play the song, go home, sleep. Somebody takes care of everything. And, you know, it's just sort of cyclical like that. This has been an interesting experience, having your own band, the responsibility of all of that, plus the idea of, okay, this is me. This is what I want to do. And not to say that you don't put 110% into whatever project you're doing, but it is a very different feeling. And it's been great so far, the amount of response and help that I've gotten from my friends and my colleagues is amazing. So it's been a much easier path than I thought.
Mm. Well, I imagine, you know, that given the credibility credentials you have, that, you know, that this won't be any different from what you've been doing in the past. I'm assuming that your music on this new album, Speed of Heat, is going to be very similar to the kinds of music that you've been doing consistently with Steely Dan, with the Doobie Brothers, you know, which would be that classic rock genre sound.
Well, again, not really, because if I was going to do that, then it would really make sense to sort of either cover all the songs that I've done before or stay in that genre. My first motivation was I wanted to play Apache. Mm-hmm. You know, the that great Jorgen Newman song, you know.
Yep.
Because it was one of my favorite songs when I was a kid growing up, you know, just learning to play. But things just kept evolving. For instance, there's one song on this record that's on pedal steel, which is my favorite instrument. And it's the whole first verse is a cappella. It came about because at the 25th anniversary of Guitar Player magazine, I was on their board of advisors. And at the celebration, they said, can you play something that we can use live while we're going through photos of our colleagues that have, you know, passed on to that great rhythm section in the sky? And I thought about it. So I did The Rose, just a cappella on pedal steel. And I had gotten pretty much through the first verse when Adrian Belew came up on stage and plugged in and started to play with me. And then by the time I got to the end of the second verse, there's like a drummer, a bass player, a keyboard player, it was like this band. And I thought, maybe there's something here. So on the record, I did exactly the same thing. The first verse is all a cappella, because the pedal steel has such an incredibly beautiful voice. I don't think anybody's ever done an a cappella performance on pedal steel. And I really wanted to highlight and showcase how beautiful it was. So that's very different from anything we've done or I've done before. There's a cut on the album called Ladies from Hell, which is what the Germans referred to the British soldiers in World War I when they came out with the pipes blaring, when the, you know, Scottish Guard came out and they're in their kilts. And so they nicknamed them the Ladies from Hell. So the opening tracks is a journey through Scotland. My family heritage is all Scottish. I'm a box study, you know, I'm a Macmillan. I'm from Scotland, yeah. So it's a musical journey. Which was kind of fun. I've never done anything like that before, and I've never really been in any kind of a musical organization that would do something like that. So the more I got into the record, the more I started to sort of let the boundaries find themselves. So there's a couple of commercials. So there's another Steely Dan tune on the record called Do It Again, but instead of a vocal there's a 6-8 time greasy, sleazy, slimy shuffle instrumental. Because again, the whole idea was, let's just try something different. So I would, I know the word eclectic is probably overused, but having been a, you know, as you say, a, you know, a session rat for, you know, over 60 years, that taking that expertise and that experience and using it to underpin and showcase what I think I can do as a guitar player opened up a lot of doors.
So we are doing a special 4th of July program right now. And of course, we're talking Speed of Heat, which is the name of the new album that's out and the double vinyl set that's coming out in September. But I wanted to ask you, have you performed for the troops before?
Many times. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan. We have a band in Washington, D.C. called the Coalition of the Willing. Drummer is a former ambassador to Japan. Bass player is a former undersecretary of state for military affairs. One of the guitar players is a former Hungarian ambassador. Another guitar player is a former deputy director of the Department of Energy. I mean, it's that kind of crew. And the other guitar player that sits in with us all the time is Tony Blinken, who's now the president, secretary of state. So it's that kind of group. And we do a lot of charity work, much of which is to raise money for veterans. I have a corporate band with some amazing players, guitar player from Boston, drummer from James Brown, keyboard player from the Wailers. And we do a number of shows, most of which are to raise money either for law enforcement or the military. So yes, I've done a number of shows and I have a big place in my heart for the military.
And you're going to do your special version of our national anthem, yes, to honor the military and to honor our country here as we celebrate our birthday. And but before you do that, I wanted to ask, what is the best advice you ever got in your career? Because you have played with some of the biggest names, shared stages with some musical icons, and the best advice you got and who gave it to you?
Let's see. Some of the best advice I got, I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it was my first piano teacher, who said, always play with a metronome. Always play with time, because you need that. And after a while, it will become a part of you. Matter of fact, that I have the click track that drilled through my brain through 30 years of wearing headphones in the studio. I can hear it even though it's not there or it's not coming through the headphones. So play with time and listen to melodies. Listen to and I think this had a lot to do with the Ventures. Bob Bogle, in his interviews, he would say he's a melody player. Listen to the melodies and start slow. Don't play anything faster than you can play and play it perfectly. And the other thing is listen to other players. We live in a world where everybody is very self-absorbed, and there is a somewhat of a loss of musical etiquette that you get in the studio, where just listen to the other musician for a moment, find out what they're doing, and then find a way to interface, and the sum will be greater than the parts.
We've got to have you back on the show. I know we're running out of time, but there's just so much to cover with you, and you have a very unique place in music history because you, as I mentioned, have worked with so many other artists. I mean, a lot of bands remain with one artist through much of their career, but you have shared career paths with so many, Barbara Streisand, Elton John, and the list goes on and on, as I mentioned earlier. And you said Donna Summer, 9 to 5, and so on, and so many other artists. I would love to be able to have you back so we could talk about some of those stories. But today we're honoring the troops. So Jeff Skunk Baxter, if you wouldn't mind doing your version of our Star Spangled Banner, I'd love to close out with that. And where can people go if they want to find out more information about you? You have your own website?
I do have a website, and there's always the net, most of which is true. Some of it is just fanciful, but it's always fun to read. I found out I was an astronaut because I did so much missile defense. My old boss worked for NASA. And of course, that means I go up there every year, right?
That's it. Why not?
So, yeah, why not? but there's certainly a lot of information out there. Much of it is true. I'll just put it that way. Some of it's conjecture.
Do you do social media stuff too?
I'm just starting to do that. Social media is an interesting phenomenon. And obviously with some of the work that I do, I have to be very careful with who I connect with and what I connect with. But I think I managed to do whatever workarounds I need to do. So I think I'm on Instagram. I have a Facebook page and a number of different media, social media outlets. So it's floating around there, you know.
All right. Just Google or search Jeff Skunk Baxter and you will find out everything you need to know. And of course, Amazon and Tidal and Spotify and iTunes, that's where you can get Speed of Heat, which is the name of the new album. Yep. And so we're going to close it out with something special right now that you might want to say. You know, if you have a message for the troops, this is your chance to say hi and tell our country, you know, how proud you are. You mentioned in the beginning, you're proud to be an American. This is a great opportunity for you.
Well, I am proud to be an American. My dad and my mom are buried in Arlington. My dad was 5 years active, 20 years reserve, retired as a lieutenant colonel in the Army, brought me up understanding the tenets of democracy, what those wonderful documents, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution really mean. I've lost friends who have made the ultimate sacrifice. There's no way that I can adequately thank the men and women who stand on the line and stand on the wall for what they do. So some years ago, someone asked me if I would do a performance at a military retirement. And I said, sure. And they said, well, we'd like you to play the Star Spangled Banner. And I said, sure, I'd be happy to do that. And I thought about it, and Jimi Hendrix did a beautiful version of it. It was pretty powerful and pretty strong. And I thought, well, there's got to be another way to approach this. And about a month before I was doing the performance, I'm driving down the road and listening to an oldie station, and I heard one of the greatest R&B songs, sort of a gospel R&B song called People Get Ready by Curtis Mayfield. Incredible musician and the Impressions and all those folks. And I thought, wait, that's it. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be as if Curtis Mayfield had written the Star Spangled Banner. How would he do it? And so if you will indulge me, I will perform this for you. And this is dedicated, again, to everyone on the wall who stands to protect us and look out for us and is responsible for the freedoms that we enjoy today. So God bless you and thank you very much.
that was really moving. That was wonderful. Thank you, Jeff Skunk Baxter. And we appreciate you joining us here on the program today. The new album is called Speed of Heat. It is available on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you can get an album. His new album is out right now. It's his debut album, so please do pick up a copy of that. We're so happy to have him on the show. And I want to also close by saying happy birthday, America. Thank you for watching. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London for VOA TV.